Unit 2. Keep the flame alive. A. Exercise 2, page 18. A Caribbean woman in London. My experiences as a migrant Barbadian in the UK. Camilla. Hi, readers. When I came to London, I worried my favorite Caribbean dishes might be hard to find. But the big Caribbean community in London means our food is everywhere. In fact, the biggest Caribbean food festival in Europe happens here. It's called Taste of the Caribbean, and it takes place over the course of 4 weekends. I attended last weekend, and I wasn't disappointed. I enjoyed a variety of dishes from all over the Caribbean, including my country, Barbados. I really loved the international atmosphere. While I was watching a Jamaican man barbecue jerk chicken, I heard spectators speaking French, Japanese, and Arabic. And guess what? I bumped into 2 Barbadian friends who were on holiday in London. What a combination of global and local. Has anyone else experienced something similar? Kim.
Hi, Camilla. I visited a friend in Sydney, Australia last year, and when I arrived, she said she had a surprise for me. I was super exhausted from the 9-hour flight and couldn't work out where she was taking me. Once we arrived at the venue, though, I realized that people were celebrating what we call Tet in Vietnam. Tet is the Vietnamese Lunar New Year festival. But in Sydney, people from all the Asian countries that celebrate the Lunar New Year gather to enjoy the festivities as one. We saw Thai dancers, watched a Malaysian singer perform, and tried Korean tea and Indonesian food. Also, there was a huge parade with people wearing fantastic costumes. And we experienced plenty of Vietnamese culture too.
John.
My mom's French and my dad's from New Orleans in Louisiana, USA. Last year, he took us there for Mardi Gras. Now, Louisiana used to belong to France, and the French influence in New Orleans was obvious. Many signs were in both French and English, and some people there even spoke French. The name Mardi Gras is French too. It means Fat Tuesday. But the New Orleans version was like nothing I've ever taken part in back home. A lot of New Orleanians are in crews, clubs that plan the balls and parades that take place during the celebration. Preparations take all year, and there are 2 weeks of events. There are even official Mardi Gras colors, purple, green, and gold, which you see everywhere.
Pat.
Great post, Camilla. Lots of Irish people left the old country, as they call Ireland, to go to America, and my granddad's brother was one of them. I got the chance to visit his grandkids in New York, and wouldn't you know, I was there for St. Patrick's Day. My cousins took me to the New York St. Patrick's Day parade, the biggest in the world. It was very impressive, with dozens of marching bands and hundreds of Irish dancers. Interestingly, the idea of a parade on St. Patrick's Day is American. The first took place in 1601 in what today is Florida, followed by Boston in 1737 and New York in 1762. The first one in Ireland wasn't until 1903, so the old country actually adopted the tradition from the New World.